Michigan Rundown Podcast.
Walton, Chapman, hoist a three. Michigan wins!
At midcourt, extra pass.
And it goes for the win!
Presented by Jake Singer.
Everybody, to another episode of the Michigan Rundown Podcast. My name is Jake Singer, and on today's episode, I have with me my friend, Josh Abraham. Hey, Josh.
How are you doing, Jake?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Cannot complain. It is a lovely day.
It is awesome. So I have Josh on the show today because we have an upcoming game against Washington this Saturday night. And it's a big game not only for the Michigan football team this year, but also for the Michigan football team in the upcoming years. Isn't that right, Josh?
Correct. This is going to be likely one of the biggest recruiting events Michigan probably has ever seen.
So can you tell the viewers just a little bit about your background in recruiting and how you know so much about all these recruits?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, I've always been interested in sports recruiting. And once I made the decision to come to the University of Michigan, obviously one of the most prestigious football programs and athletic programs for that matter in the country, I really started diving deep into the world of recruiting and everything and anything that came with it. And it started just, you know, following a couple of Instagram accounts, looking into certain recruits and, you know, looking at their backgrounds and think about, oh, if they were going to come to Michigan, are they going to go somewhere else? And what I love about recruiting is the uncertainty of it and how it's always changing. There's always something that is happening in the recruiting world. So it's never really stagnant. But from there, I did a little bit of freelance work myself and had a little small time in which I was working, you know, a little bit with EJ Holland, with Rivals, and a few other places where I was just doing some scouting work and looking into these recruits a little more. But yeah, I'm happy you invited me on here, and I'm looking forward to diving into this huge recruiting event.
Yeah, awesome. So let's get right into it. So how many guys are we looking at to come to this Michigan-Washington game this weekend?
So there are a lot of recruits coming. You have at least five commits from the class of 2022, as well as another 10 targets and a even larger group coming from the class of 2023. A lot of them being in-state kids, but we also have, you know, a lot of people coming out from the West Coast, including, you know, big name corner Damani Jackson. He is, I'd say, the perfect place to start. You know,
yeah, so let's get right into it. So Damani Jackson right now is committed to USC, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
So it is a long shot that he does commit to Michigan, but he's still taking this official visit to the Michigan-Washington game. He's not putting Michigan behind him. And also, if I'm not mistaken, you know, he's going to also look for Washington. So what would this mean for the Michigan Wolverine team if they were to get Damani Jackson to flip from USC to Michigan?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to note that Damani Jackson was days away from initially committing to Michigan back a couple months ago when him and Will Johnson took their first visit to Michigan together. And the two of them have always been pretty close. You know, at one point they were talking about possibly a package deal, but it's interesting to look at Damani's recent interviews. You know, he's always said that he is very firmly committed to USC at this point, yet he's taking official visits to both Michigan and Alabama at one point. But what's enticing about Damani is his family grew up as Michigan Wolverine fans. You know, his dad's from Ohio and has preached to Damani that, you know, Michigan is a great school. It's a great place to develop. And they put guys into the NFL. And I can see why, you know, Damani wouldn't count them out just quite yet. So I think at this point, we need to show him the results. Obviously, Michigan had a huge overhaul with their coaching staff. And after they brought in new defensive coordinator Mike McDonald, there's a brand new defense. You have Coach Klink now with corners that Damani had a pre-existing relationship with. So I think at this point, this visit really is huge in the sense that we need to show Damani that we're more than just empty promises. We can put it on the field and implement this new defense. And Will Johnson has been hounding him on the recruiting trail, telling him, hey, you know, keep your eye on Michigan. Even J.J. McCarthy recently, you know, new freshman quarterback, has been in contact with Damani a little bit, talking about how great Michigan is and what they're really building. So I think it's going to take a lot to flip Damani. Do I think it's possible? Absolutely.
Great, yeah. And that also will kind of lead me into another recruit that is also a huge, huge name coming this week. And I think you know who I'm talking about is Joshua Connerly. Now, he's a little different because he hasn't committed anywhere yet. So tell me what the situation is with him and what are the chances that this trip for Joshua Connerly switches his mentality from Washington to Michigan?
Yeah, so Josh Connerly, you know, he's a big, very athletic offensive tackle. Went to Rainier Beach in Seattle. So obviously he's a West Coast kid. You know, at the very beginning of his recruitment process, Washington obviously was the hometown favorite, you know, but his recruitment blew up. He has offers from Bama, Oklahoma, Oregon, Texas. You know, he has these big name Power Five schools, but at this point is primarily showing interest in both Washington, Michigan, Texas, and Oregon. Those were, I'd say, are the most likely places of landing him, and Texas recently has been fading with his recruitment. But, you know, Connerly has always been big on Michigan. You know, offensive coordinator Sharon Moore, Jim Harbaugh, and Ron Bellamy all flew out to a camp in the Pacific Northwest where Connerly was there, you know, just continuing to show their mutual interest, showing him that we're very interested in him as a prospect and think he can do big things at Michigan. You know, obviously the biggest thing for his recruitment was getting him here on an official visit, and the stakes couldn't be higher. Obviously, Washington is coming off of this, you know, upset to FCS opponent Montana, and Michigan is coming off of a huge win against Western. This is a big game. As I was saying, you know, if we can show Connerly what we can do and what Michigan can do, I think that puts us in a really great spot to land him. EJ Holland, you know, recently put in a future cast for him, which is the first that's been in there in a long time. And in regards to landing him, I think Michigan's the team to beat. You know, I can only hope that his recruitment goes well and we show him why it's so great to be a Michigan Wolverine.
Yeah, just to put this in perspective for some of the Michigan fans that might not know much about these recruits specifically, Connerly is right now ranked the number 3 offensive tackle in the country, number 1 overall prospect in the state of Washington, and is ranked number 19th overall in the country in terms of all recruits. So this is a big, big, big name. Michigan is known for producing some great offensive linemen, especially in the last 10 years. We have a ton of offensive linemen now in the league. We've proven that we can you know, groom offensive linemen, create them, and getting a guy like Connerly on this team could just create a huge safety blanket for quarterbacks to come over the next 4 years. So it 100%. Is huge, huge, huge that Connerly is coming to visit us, looks at us with, you know, a microscope, and really just goes to see if he can fit with the Michigan Wolverine coaching staff.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. He is arguably our biggest target that's coming to visit us this weekend against Washington. And, you know, Connerly, he's a 5-star. He is one of those big name recruits, as you said. He's being compared to last year's first round pick, Rashawn Slater, who's now in the Los Angeles Chargers. He's a very athletic guy who I think you can plug in almost anywhere on our offensive line and he can produce. So I think at this point, it's just a matter of closing the deal with him, really showing him what Michigan's about. And I think if we can just do what we do, show him how great our team is and show them how bright our future is. I think the future looks bright in terms of landing Josh Connerly.
So moving on from those 2 5-star recruits, who else jumps out to you as coming to watch this game this weekend?
Yeah. So in terms of other big names, obviously you have 5-star defensive lineman, Walter Nolan out of Powell, Tennessee. You know, recently his recruitment is very up and down. You know, at one point he visited Florida at the very beginning of his process over the summer, said nothing could change him, almost even committed at that point, but continued to take his official visits. You know, visited Michigan, said he loved it. It was a great place. He has familiar connections. His grandmother, I believe, lives in Detroit. And with the pandemic, he has not been able to see her very much. So he was back on campus for an official visit a while ago. And since then, things have kind of been a little cold with Nolan. After his visit to A&M, he did release a top 3 of A&M, Georgia, and Tennessee. However, he did say that his recruitment is still open. And I think the fact that we're able to get him on campus for this Washington game with a lot of the other big name recruits is going to be big. Do I think it's a long shot we land him? Yes. You know, he's the number one prospect right now, according to 247. And if a guy like Walter were to commit to Michigan, it'd be huge in terms of momentum. You know, I think we just show him what Michigan is. Again, similar with Connerly. Show him how great it is. Show him what the new defensive scheme can look like under Mike McDonald. And we can only hope that his recruitment turns out well. But talking about other big D-tackle prospects and D-line tackle and defensive linemen, you have Deion Walker, you know, in-state prospect out of Cass Technical, has currently 8 crystal balls in favor of Michigan. He's a big guy, 6'6", 340. You know, his recruitment is also pretty interesting. He was very, very gung-ho about Michigan from the beginning until very recently he just received an offer from Alabama. And from any recruit's viewpoint, you know, if you get an offer from Nick Saban, that's obviously attractive in many ways. You know, Alabama is a proven winning program that will consistently produce many NFL prospects and players for that matter. But, you know, the fact that he's still interested in Michigan, he's coming back for this game, it looks good. And especially if things with Nolan don't work out, Deion Walker is a similar build and frame that I think, again, you can plug him right in anywhere on the D-line and he can be very successful.
Yeah, and same with the defensive line. Also, another name that jumped out to me was 2022 three-star Kenneth Grant, who's also coming to the game. You know, he's 6'4", 335, and now he's down to his top three with Michigan, Ohio State, and Wisconsin, so three Big Ten schools. And now he's finally, you know, he just took his official visit back to Wisconsin and Ohio State back in June. So now he's coming to Michigan for this game. What about him? Because I've been hearing that he right now could be the most logical option at the defensive tackle position, maybe more of a safe bet rather than like a Walter Nolan.
Oh, I agree with you 100% there. I know EJ Holland also recently put in a future cast for Grant to Michigan right now. He also has one other outstanding one at Ohio State. But the big thing about Grant's recruitment was when he was at Ohio State for that initial camp and he got his offer, there was a lot of talk that he was going to commit then and there, you know, done deal. Perfect. He's a very, you know, I can see why a lot of college programs want him. You don't find D tackles as athletic as him at 6'4", 335. But the fact that he kept his recruitment open only bodes well for Michigan. And especially the fact that he's been to campus before and now he's coming back for the Washington game of all things. I think the biggest thing in terms of all of the recruits is going to be the atmosphere, you know, having one another there, having those conversations, talking about the future and what they can build with one another, I think is definitely going to be an enticing thing for Grant. You know, I think he has the potential to be a great Power Five starter for the Wolverines. And I agree with you. I think he's the safe bet at defensive tackle. And we, as the Wolverines, I think are definitely the leader in his recruitment right now. I think definitely this would be a huge win over Ohio State on the recruiting trail. And again, it's going to be a matter of consistency. If we can show them what we can do on the field, I think for a lot of these prospects, that's going to put us in a great place.
Yeah. So kind of back over now to offense, you know, Ronnie Bell's now out for the year, torn ACL. Hopefully most likely will come back next year with Cornelius Johnson with the wide receiver core. So that's kind of locked in. But very interesting, if you look to the 2023 recruiting class, we got a crystal ball prediction today for Samaj Morgan, three-star 2023 wideout, who's right outside the four-star range as a wide receiver. Do you know anything about him, or what are your thoughts on Samaj Morgan? He's also coming to the game.
Yeah, so Samaj Morgan was recently here. He was here for the Western Michigan game, as well as his teammate, four-star interior offensive lineman Amir Herring. Both of them went to West Bloomfield, and obviously with the hiring of Ron Bellamy, who worked at West Bloomfield as their head coach in the past, there's some connection there. You know, Samaj's recruitment is still in its infancy, and reading into his crystal ball, you know, I believe it was Steve Wilfong who put it in, and I think the way he phrased it was perfect. You know, it wasn't, I think he's going to commit in the next couple of weeks. More so a matter of, I think in the future, Michigan is this guy's place to be. I think Samaj, you know, his recruitment's only going to blow up. He's a very talented wideout, and I think receiver is definitely a position that we overlook right now. We obviously have Tyler Morris coming into the class of 2022, but our receiver board is continuing to shorten day by day. I think a guy like Samaj can definitely come in right away and make a difference on that front. You know, he's had conversations with JJ McCarthy in the past. And, you know, I think him and Amir Herring would be two huge, huge additions on offense. I think, you know, that, again, we show them what Michigan can do. We show them that last year was a fluke. And with, you know, JJ McCarthy here for the future of Michigan, you have Cade McNamara right now who's been balling out. I think that our chances with Samaj are very good. And I think that for the future, I definitely would expect a commitment from him.
For sure. So, again, just a few other really big names that are most likely going to be at this game this weekend. Lander Barton, right? And if I'm not mistaken, he'll be at the game as well. Big, big linebacker, big recruit from Michigan. Right now, he's one of the top wanted, uncommitted recruits, not just for Michigan, but for many schools across the country. What are your thoughts on Lander Barton?
So, Lander Barton, from the beginning, we knew that Utah, obviously his hometown, he's from Salt Lake City, went to Brighton. Utah's the hometown favorite, and it's going to be very hard to get him out of the West Coast. However, the fact that he still hasn't committed is definitely a bright sign for Michigan. You know, he has said in the past that he'd wanted to commit, but he kept on postponing, and that only helps Michigan. And the fact also that he's coming to visit, again, for this Washington game, he's going to be around all the other defensive recruits. You know, I think that's huge for him, especially getting him on campus. I think, again, we show him how great Michigan is, and hopefully we can see some crystal balls come in and hopefully flip his recruitment and kind of change direction. He's a very athletic guy, 6'4", 215, you know, projected NFL prospect, similar to Shane Skov of the New Orleans Saints. You know, he's a lean guy, but he's very long, and I think he would fit very well into Mike McDonald's new defense. Again, it's a matter of us versus Utah. It's going to be keeping him away from the West Coast. But, you know, another team to look out for him is Texas. You know, the Longhorns have been on him for a long time, and he penciled in an official visit there on the 24th. So we'll see. And those are two very historically strong football programs, and I think it's going to be a battle of us three. Do I think we can get him? Yes. Am I confident right now? I don't know. It's going to be a matter of whether or not we can perform in the Washington game and show him how great our new defense is. But if we do that and everything's in place, I think our chances at getting Barton are going to be much, much improved from where they are right now.
For sure. Yeah. And again, staying on the defensive side, you got Joshua Joseph as well, 3-star edge from Georgia. Now, kind of like you were just saying, like Lander Barton with like the area, he is from Georgia. So right now, the Southern schools are kind of leading the way with Auburn, Tennessee, and UNC are probably the biggest threats to getting Joshua Josephs, but he's also another guy visiting this weekend, 3-star edge Joshua Josephs.
Yeah. So our recruit, you know, Josephs and Michigan have had a longstanding relationship, and he was on the board in a similar spot with 3-star athlete Jacoby Albert. You know, recently lost him to Auburn. Michigan had some traction with him at the beginning, but his recruitment slowed down a little bit. I think the fact that he's coming back to campus is a great sign. You know, obviously that crystal ball is huge. There's some momentum on Michigan's side. And I think, again, it's just a matter of producing. And if we can show all of these recruits how great Michigan is, you know, and how revamped the program is and how excited Harbaugh is, I think our chances with him improve. Obviously, our edge prospects right now aren't the greatest, and our board is definitely shortening. So Michigan, I'm not surprised, is prioritizing him. And again, pulling him from the SEC, from a big Southern school, Michigan is not historically, you know, recruited well in the South, but getting a guy like him to commit would be huge in terms of momentum, but also, you know, showing other recruits in the South that, hey, Michigan can come down here. We can pull these guys. We can, you know, produce great athletes from all across the United States, and we're not centrally focused to just the Midwest. So I think Joseph's recruitment's interesting. I think right now Michigan is the team to beat. And again, you know, if we can show them what we can do, I think there definitely could be a commitment in the future.
So now looking at these recruits, you know, we're not looking to get them all to commit. They definitely all will not commit. And maybe we only get one out of all the bunch. But who jumps out to you the most as the most real real possibility of committing to the Wolverines of this group that is coming this weekend?
You know, realistically, I want to say Connerly. You know, he's a – Michigan has been on him for a long time right now. And the fact that he hasn't committed to Washington is saying something. You know, he's energized about the Michigan football program. He sees the improvements that are being made. And bringing him on campus, and if we can come away with a big win over hometown favorite Washington, I think that's going to be all the convincing he needs to realize that, hey, you know, Michigan has a bright future. And as great as it is to stay on the West Coast, they're the place to be. And I think right now, he's our most realistic commitment, I'd say, in the near future. But especially someone as talented as Connerly, that would create so much momentum on the recruiting trail for us and could lead to, hopefully, a slew of other commitments in the near future.
Yeah, I mean, I think this game this weekend is going to say a lot because Washington's coming off of a horrible, horrible loss to Montana. And Michigan's coming off of a game where they might have actually wanted to do more than they did. So there's a lot of unknowns about this game. It is prime time. Both teams are unranked and they wish to be ranked. So it's a big, big game for both teams. So you're right, especially for a guy like him who's deciding between both schools, it could be a really big decision between who wins and who loses.
I agree with you there. And, you know, this game is huge for Michigan. And I can't preface this enough, you know. This, normally the big recruiting event for Michigan obviously is the Big House Barbecue at the end of the year. And historically, that's when we've seen the majority of our commitments. And this year, it's been a little different. The recruiting trail has been a little slow. And the fact that all of these big name guys and just the sheer number of recruits that are going to be here for this game, you know, Michigan needs to show up. And current defensive end Aiden Hutchinson said it best, you know, they're going to play every game like it's Ohio State. And they have been prepping for this game for a long time now. And we should not underestimate Washington by any means. You know, obviously they're coming off a pretty upsetting loss against FCS opponent Montana, but they do bring back a good group of starters from 2020. And I think at this point, it's just going to be a matter of showing up. And if we can show up in the Big House and show these recruits how incredible it is to be surrounded by 110,000 screaming fans, it's definitely going to make all of them think twice.
Well, I want to thank you, Josh, for coming on the show today and giving your input. I think, again, sorry about that. It is a big weekend for Michigan football, a big weekend for Michigan football currently and for the future. And I'm really excited to see what we can do this weekend against Washington, but also what we can do on the recruiting track with all these top prospects.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. It's been a great time, and you know, go blue.
Go blue.